We are learning Masechta Sota Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and we are doing we're starting from the bottom line of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We read them Oisa El Nachal Eson Eson Kimashmoy Kasha. Eson means like the word means Kasha. Tana Bava Menayin Eson Shu Kasha. How you know the word Eson means Kasha? Shenema, it says a pasuk Eson Moshevecha V'Sim Sela Kinecha. Pasuk in Parashas Balak, it says Eson Moshevecha V'Sim Sela Kinecha. So you see that your place is an Eson, which is Besela Kinecha. So you see, it's a rock. You see, Eson is lashon of a rock, which is hard. Another raya. Again, you see that harim and aisonim are the same thing, which means harim is usually made out of rocks, so it's very hard. How you know aison is old, which means it's not new karka that you brought here. How you know it's old karka? Which means it was never touched, this karka. It's there from forever. Shenema, the pasuk says, goy aison who goy ma'olam, who we see use lashon ma'olam on the word aison. It said about further in the Mishnah. Take a kupitz, which is a big sword, a big knife, and you cut the egla from behind his neck. My time. What do you know this from? Gomar arifa. Because it says all says va'arfa shom as egla benachal. All says va'arfa. How you know it means in the back of the head? So tomorrow learn mechata soif. My time. Gomar arifa mechata soif. Mechata soif. It says mimul arpoi. It says you do malika mimul arpoi. So here we learn out. Just like there, it's from the back. Here also from the back of the head. Mekoyma also mezroim al mebad. The place where you do the egla rufa, you can't plant there and you can't work that field. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk that you should bring the egla to hanachal esin and shelo ye oved boy velo ye zareya. Now is that lashon osid, the future, or it means the past? So it's a machlokes here. Which means it never was worked on and never was planted on. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Rabbi Yeshua and Lahaba. They both mean Lahaba. That's Pashpashat. You think that's what it means. But Rava says no. Rava explains the Machlekes. He limits the Machlekes, qualifies the Machlekes. Rava Amar, Lahaba, the Kuliam Loy Pligi, the Chiv Loy Zareya. Veloy Zareya means definitely, it definitely means Lahaba. Veloy Zareya. You should not plant. It says Asher Lo Yeoved,
which sounds like Asher is always Lashon of past. Asher is now Lashon of a Tzivui. So it says Miksiv Lo Yeoved. It says Asher Lo Yeoved. It says Asher Lo Yeoved. That's how we know it's always the past. Rabbi Yerusha Miksiv Asher Lo Yeoved. It's just Lashon Lo Yeoved. Lo Yeoved is Lashon of future. So even if it says Asher, we're still going to go with the Ikar word Lo Yeoved, which means the future. Rabbi Yeshua, Asher l'shava mashva. He said, "No, Asher mashva l'shava." Rabbi Yerushan Asher Rabbi Yehu. He said, "No, Asher is an extra word, and it's a ribuya, and we'll see what it's being marbed soon, momentarily, and we'll see what Rabbi Yeshua has. We'll speak out what Rabbi Yeshua does with that. Back upon him, Asher, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is saying it means l'shavar. So the first part, Asher lo yeavar, by means l'shavar, but lo yezareya means in the future. And according to Rabbi Yerushan, they both mean the future, and they both mean the future. And Asher is a drasha for ribuya. We'll see in a second." Said in the Mishnah, Mutalisha Shama Pishnah, you'll have to comb flax over there, Unaka Shama Vonim, and to smooth out stones over there. Tanu Rabbanan, Asheloi, Oveboi, Veloi Zareya, Ainli El Zriya, Shava is Mnain. You only see from here, there's an Isser to do Zriya. How do you know other Avaidis? Tamalay, Asheloi, Oveboi, Mekomokim, and Kematam Lemon Zareya. So why specify Zareya? Loi Moloch, Mazriya, Mechedda, Shiva Gufa Shakarka, Svidafka, the Gufa Karka, Afkol Shiva Gufa Shakarka. Only Moloch is doing the actual Gufa Karka. Yota srikas pishim nikaravonim shenu guvah shakarka. Those things are not done the guvah karka. Ve'im afreit the gemara shloy uved ba klal v'lo yizureya prat. It's coming to explain what the avoda is. Dafka zuriya klal prat emachal mashav prat. So the gemara zuriya in midrachin eloy. And for the gemara, no asher rabuyahu, which teaches us that you also being marba other avodas as well, and you have other avodas and you have zuriya, and zuriya shemegalatos has bedafka in the karka. I can ask me. That's good for Rav Yehonasan has asher as a rabuya. What does Rabbi Yeshua do? Rabbi Yeshua says, Asher, he'll teach you to go to the past. So how does he know? Shai Avaidus. Teretz is Pashit. I saw this in the article, Pashit Teretz. He says that Rabbi Yeshua says, one's Lahaba, one's a Sha'ava. So there's no Klal Prat. They're two different things. One's talking about the past, one's talking about the future. Don't even have a Kasha Klal Prat. Is this explaining that? But two different things. One's talking about the past, one's talking about the future. And therefore, they're both true. Asher means the past, and Zriya means the future. So therefore, You don't. So, but no, I guess you can learn out. You learn out like a mamatzino from just like in the past. It was any avodah. There was any avodah. It wasn't past the cloud, brought the cloud. You can learn out just like you couldn't do it. That you can learn out like a mamatzino. Why? Well, it's just like can't have any avodah dominant the cloud. Zri also here is lav dafka. But yeah, it's a good kasha. It's a gestola arash. Like, hey, you know dafka. So we have so you learn out from there. So it says in the Mishnah, zikni areichtim yadayim. And they wash their hands, and they say kapar la'amcha, like we spoke out in the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. V'chol ziknei ha'ir ahi, ha'krev ma'achal, yirchut shu ha'sadeim, the Pasuk says, all the ziknei ha'ir, they wash their hands, ala egla arufa b'nachal. So why say arufa? Ala egla. Why is arufa? She'en tam la'arufa, matam la'arufa, amokim arifasa shal egla. Teaching us that you don't do it in the place where you're burying the egla. You do it on the place where you actually do the cutting of the head. That's where you wash your hands. V'omru, and they say, they think they were murderers. They didn't come to us and we left him without food. We leave him without food, so then he might be on the way and be very hungry. He might have tried to take the food from someone else and he got killed for that. Therefore, you have to give him food. And you didn't leave him to go without an entourage in order to be safe when he leaves. We force this mitzvah leviyah. A guy does not want to do leviyah, we force him. Why? Sheshchar leviyah in lashir. The schar of walking someone out has no shir. Shneimar says in the pasuk. By Yiru Hashomrim, this is talking about when Yeshua came to capture a certain city with the Klai Yisrael, a certain city in Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't know how to get into the city. So by Yiru Hashemrim, Ish Yoytzim in the ear, they saw someone leaving the city. V'yemru loy, Harei Noas Mavayir, show us how to get into the city. V'yisinu Imcha Chesed, we'll do with you Chesed. V'chziv, it says in the Pasuk, V'yarim is Mavayir, this person, this guy, this Kenani, showed the Klal Yisrael the way to get into the city. And Ma Chesed also, what was the Chesed did with him? Shekol Oysa Ir Hogul Ficharav, that whole city was killed. V'oysa Ish Mishpachta Shochu, that Ish Mishpachta, they sent away. And he was going to move to a city called Luz, and because of that no one died in Luz because of that. Vayelach ish eretz achitim, vayiven ir v'yikra shma Luz, hishma ad yom hazeh. It's that Luz is till this day. It's called Luz. That means it never got destroyed because Rashi says ad yom hazeh means it's still around to this day. And that was the schar he got for Leviah. Telling someone how to get into the city is equal to the idea of Leviah. That's what Farshim explained. That's equal to Leviah. Because not Mamish Leviah, but we're saying it's equal to that idea. Now, we're going to tell you about Luz.
They didn't kill him.
What? They didn't kill him because he showed them the way.
Kill everyone from the Shulamites?
Yeah. There is. That's a good question. Obviously, the Malkim that they had to get to capture, the only way to capture the city was through that, and they're allowed to save him. Rachel was saved as well. There are certain cases where people were saved if they helped Eden out, if they helped Klal Yisrael out. Tanya, he Luz. This Luz is the place where they used to make Techeles. He Luz Shabbos Sacherev. Bilbala Sacherev came and he mixed up all the countries that there was not native to the country anymore, besides for Luz. Nebuchadnezzar came, Vloy Echriva, did not destroy it. V'af Malach HaMavas Ein Lo Rishus Lavabah. The Malach HaMavas also has no Rishus to pass through the city. El Zakenim Shabbos. We're talking about Goyim over here. There's a Canaan Shabbat, they get too old, and they're tired of watching football. But Zman Shadaitan Kotza, when they had enough already, Alehem, Yoytzim Chutzal Chayma, Vehemesim, they go after the Chayma and they die. What does the guy have to live for? He's nothing to live for. You know, after a while, he gets bored of the things he does, and he goes out and dies. V'Lodvarim Kavachayim, Ma Kanani Zeh, this one person who showed Klal Yisrael how to get into the city, Shalaydibra Befiv, he didn't even talk. V'Lodholach Baraglav, he didn't even walk anywhere. Goram Atzal Loyal Zaratsev Kaladaira, he's Goyim. Mamish Hatzal for everyone. Misha Oysa Leviyah Baraglov, Achas Kam, Kam. If you do Leviyah with your feet, much more, you get much more schar than that. And look at the schar they got. They got incredible schar. B'maher Lehem. So if he didn't talk, how do you show him the way to get in? Chizkom Mefiv Akam Lehem. He made like some kind of little, like a simon with his mouth to show him where to go. Rabbi Yechonam Vetzbayer Lehem. Show him with his finger. Tang Vezer Rabbi Yechonam Shulsha Knani Zehera Vetzbayer Gorm Hatzal Loyal Zar Vetzav Kodaris. He caused a redemption atzala for him and his children forever and ever. Let's say a guy is on the derech and he's alone, he's scared, he needs the entourage. What do you do? Yasek b'tayra. He should learn Torah while he's thinking, learning while he's walking. Shnemar, this pesuk I'm talking about Torah. Kilavias chein heim l'roi shecha. It's levias chein. The Torah is a havaf, is a levia for him. It walks with him. Va'anokim legagar shecha. And it's like a necklace for his neck. Ba'akbam, they can think of levias chein. The Torah is a levia for him. Va'amar mishum alevi. B'shul arba p'siyais sheliva para la'avram. Pari walked out Avram Avinu 4 steps, and because of that, he was zeicher. We'll see what he's zeicher to. Shneim is in the pasuk veitzavala pari anoshim vayishalchu. The pasuk says that he sent them out. This is about a story with Sarah, when Sarah pari took Sarah. Lamaisa pari was hit with big negaim. So it says the pari sent them home veitzavala pari anoshim vayishalchu oisoy ves ishtoy ves kolash loy vayishalchu loshim. He walked them out. And because of that, what is Zeicha to? Neshtabed beban of Arba Meyesh Shana. He was Zeicha that he was Meshabed the children of Avram Avinu 400 years. Shenema v'avodum v'inu oisam Arba Meyesh Shana. Now, I can ask me, that was for Chet of Ma'eda, that was the 400 years, not because of Parai made a Leviah here. So the Yaakov Emden in the back of the Yavitz asked the Kash, and she's like this, B'shvil z'chuz zeh nofal shibud Yisrael b'chelkoi. That's what lined up the power. The Molly Garam Dawazel, the Yordan Mitzrayim, Elim Mishtam, the Melech Acher, we're in different Melech, Lu Macheres. So, like this, the Avad Yidim Ochayev Avoid, Ochayev, huh?
Maybe he walked him
four steps, yeah. He walked up with.
He didn't get 40 years, he was supposed to get.
I know, yeah, so you're asking the Kasha, it wasn't 400 years, 210 years, that's the asking?
Yeah.
So that the answer is that the 200 years was concentrated, they already say that the Melech was concentrated, the Farshim say already, the Kaisha Yashibut, so he got 400 years worth of work in those 210 years. Whatever it was, they got concentrated work. Back upon him, the pasuk says, "V'inu oisavav meis shana," and he was zeicher for that. Omer b'dom rab, kol malva es chaver arba amos be'ir ein nizik. If you walk out your friend for amos, he will not get nizik. And as more as the story, v'inu alva rab yitzchak dal amos be'ir, matal yode ezeka. All of a sudden, a bad thing almost happened. Vitzlin was saved. You see, if you walk someone out, that saves him from any harm. Tana b'na rab talmid. Till where does a Rav walk a Talmud? Means the Rav walks the Talmud at a Burish Lir. Till the Burish Lir. The Burish Lir is where the city juts out. There's a house where it juts out. And if you square out the city, that's called the Burish Lir. Burish Lashon of being pregnant. Like someone juts out, you walk the Talmud until the end of the city, to that part of the city. Chavar l'chavar, friend to a friend, at Chum Shabbos, until 2,000 amos out of the city. Talmud l'Rav, in l'shir, there's no shir. Mekama, what's like the minimum shir? Amrav Sheish is ad parasa, until a parasa which is 4 mil. It's 4 times 2,000 amas. For loyamar and Rav Shein muvik, that's a Rav Shein not muvik. Av Rav muvik, shloisha parasois, 3 parasois. Rav Kahana, avail Rav Shimi ba'ashi. Rav Kahana was walking out of Shimi ba'ashi. From Naara ad Beit Sinisa. From Pumnaara to Beit Sinisa, the Bavel. Kimoto awesome, amalei. So he asked him, vadi dem risu, hani tsinisa, the Bavel. Mr. Adam Rishon, is this true? This is a place with a bunch of palm trees. He said, is this true? These palm trees are from the days of Adam Rishon? Omalei, at Karta Milsa Domra Yesi Barachanina. You remind me of something that I heard from once from Yesi Barachanina. Mayach said, the Pasuk says, Be'eretz loy ovad over by ish. This is talking about Klaius who went into the midbar. Be'eretz loy ovad by ish. Below Yeshiv Adam Sham. If no one ever went there, Hechi Yashav Adam, like where was Adam? It says, and Yashav Adam Sham. Ela Eretz, Shagaz Alea Adam Rishon, Li Yishuv, Nishav Shahar. It teaches us, any place that Adam Rishon was Gaz, did this have Yishuv? That's where it got built up. Shloy Gaz Alea Adam Rishon, Li Nishav Shahar. Adam Rishon did not be Gaz in that place, it never got built up. So, this place also was a place where no one ever lived. And that's what he's saying, that from Adam Rishon, when you say that this place is from the days of Adam Rishon, which means is, Adam Rishon was guys on this, a yishuv of the column of palm trees and nothing else. So, Adam Ravai, the Rav Mordechai Avi Rav Ashi Ma'agrunyav Ad Be Kipi, Varam Labe Duri, walked him all the way to this place, how far this place was. Rav Yechom Shim Rameyer, Kol She'ena Malave Umislave, Kiyo Shevach Damim. Whoever doesn't walk someone out, or allows himself to get walked out, it's kilo shevek dam. Shel mole livu anche richel alisha legira dubim litinikas. What's the story? The ir yirichai had a problem, a water problem. They had a very big problem with the water. So they called down Elisha, was a Navi. The Gemara will elaborate this in Nachman Mizayin. And he made an ice, and the water was purified and became sweet again. And as Elisha was leaving the city, after he left the city, he walked out of the city, some tinaikas or children, whoever it was, we'll see what it was also, saw him, and they started making fun of him. Because they were upset They were upset. They lost their business. They had a business. They used to bring water from other places and sell it. They made good money. And now Elisha came and destroyed their business. So they gave him a klala. They made fun of him. And because of that, Elisha gave them a klala, and two bears came out of the forest and killed 42 different children. And if Andrew Richter walked him out, it never would have happened. They would have been scared to make fun of him. So now we'll see this. That's the outside. We'll see the inside. Shnema. Vayam isham beis el v'hu ola baderech v'na'arim k'tanem yotzum ne'ir, and little children came out of the city v'yiskalsu boy, and they're making fun of him. V'yamru loy, alei kerech, look, the baldy came. Omru loy, what do they mean to say? Alei shekrach daleinu es hamakum, which means, they weren't saying to him baldy, they meant to say is that you Lord took away our business, you made our business bald, you took away our business. V'mayin v'na'arim k'tanem, what does it mean, small children? Amrav Elazar usually means teenagers. Ketanim means children. Well, which one is it? Amrav Elazar, they're shemun arim in a mitzvahs. They were regular. They were young men, but they were min arim in a mitzvahs. And ketanim means shem ketani amana. They didn't have emuna. Why? Like Rashi explains, if someone has emuna, then they're not worried about panasa. Panasa doesn't come from your water selling. These were yidden. The panasa does not come. But New Orleans says Malara mitzvahs. They didn't have to be mitzvahs, but they were eating. They weren't behaving. But it says Ketani Amana. If you know where your panasa comes from, it does not come from the. If someone can ruin your panasa. If you do your shtadlis, whatever panasa was getting, you get panasa. Therefore, they were angry at him. They had no reason to be angry at him. Tana another pshat Orem hayu ubizbizu atzmon ketanim. They were Orem, but they embarrassed themselves. They acted like ketanim. They acted immature. Maybe the Orem is lashon on the shame makam. Milak Siv says in the pasuk, "Va'aram yatzu gedudim yeshu meretzal yispu meretzal nara ketana." And the kash is v'kashlo nara v'ketana tzastiru. V'omra pedas ketana dem neurim. It was a ketana from the place neurim. Zok the Gemara, "Hasam dear live mefaris mekayman." So you can say whatever you want. It's a place neurim. Hacha mefaris mekayman. Here it says they were from Yerichai. So therefore, you can't say they came from the place neurim. So it says in the pasuk that Elisha, Vayifan Acharov, he looked at them, Vayarim, he saw them, Vayikalim Hashem Hashem. Ma Ra, what do you see? Omarav, Ra Mamash. It means he Mamash looked at them. Ketanya, Mashim Gamilayim, Kamokam Shnosto Chamayinayim. Anytime a Chacham puts the eyes on you, Oy Misa Oyni. It's not a good thing. If they look at you the wrong way, it's Oy Misa Oyni. Mashmul Amara, Shakulam Nis Abru Behem Iman, Vyemakpurim. Pel de Gazach. He saw that all these children, their mother, they were conceived on Yom Kippur. That means their mother was over one of the Inuyim on Yom Kippur, which is Tashma Mita, and that's where they were conceived from. They were not the best stack. Rabbi Yitzchak Yitzchak Nafkam Abalurius Rolahem Kemarayim. He saw they had huge chups like Kemarayim. He saw that was a tiny on them. Rabbi Yechir Amar Ra'ash Lehoisa Behem Lachluchas Mitzvah. He saw that no Lachluchas means which means any moisture of mitzvahs. V'dilma, V'dilma Zarai Nehava. Maybe they would have the children. He saw that nothing's coming out of them. Nothing's coming out of these children. And they gave them a klala, and we'll see, Mitzvah, as we continue, the different, what happened with the dubim, with the beer.